It's late Friday afternoon, and Melissa Good is sitting on her front step filling out labels for a dog carrier. And no, the crate is not for her dog. It holds a yearling seal.
Yeah, he looks like he'd just be nice and light and fluffy, like a fluff ball, but not the case. It's heavier than he looks. It's really dense. Like 2 feet long, probably about 30 pounds.
Good works for Sea Grant, and she'd been on the lookout for the sick animal for a while. The seal appeared in Unalaska in late February, but before Good had the authorization to pick it up, it vanished. She thinks a fox scared the animal back into the water. A couple of days later, Good was doing routine water sampling in a bay, and there it was.
So I wrapped it in my jacket and carried it down the beach a little ways until I had cell phone reception, and then got someone to come down with a kennel. And so we're going to get the seal out on the 4 o'clock freighter.
When Good saw the seal, it looked lethargic. Birds were pecking at its fur. A half hour before the flight, Good grabs the crate off the back porch, carries it to a truck, and starts the engine. She drives across town to the airport to check the seal in for the flight.
So he will be flying to Anchorage free of charge. In first class, even.
Together, the seal and carrier clock in at 49 pounds. Paperwork is filed, labels are stuck onto the crate, and
he is ready to fly. He is
cleared by the custom.
While waiting for the flight, Good decides to name the seal Jack. But at the Alaska Sea Life Center in Seward, veterinarians say Jack is actually a girl. Carrie Gertz is one of the vets there. She says this seal is small for her species.
She is having some challenges maintaining an appropriate body temperature, so we are only giving her limited swims and mostly letting her be dry and warm up.
Jack is in better shape than a lot of the other ring seals the Sea Life Center has admitted. Even so, Gertz thinks it'll take Jack at least a couple of months to recover. Gertz says between 5 and 15 live animals are admitted to the center for care each year, and Jack is the first one this year. But what was a ring seal doing in Unalaska? Gertz doesn't have an easy answer.
It could be a matter of just being off course or kind of looking for a new area to explore.
Kind of like a kid running off to join the circus. For now, Gertz is focused on getting Jack back to full strength. As with all strandings, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration makes the final call of what happens to the animal. But in this case, Gertz thinks it's unlikely she'll be released into the wild. When she's healthy, Jack will be sent to live in a marine mammal center. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Unalaska.